Welcome to another edition of the Scenario Podcast. We are back after we ain't been gone. We've been putting out other content other places for y'all. So, I mean, we just haven't been on here in a while.
We've been doing the people's work for them.
Yep.
It's good, man. We're wearing new hats. Like, we're literally wearing new hats, but we're wearing new hats for the betterment of people too, man. So, good thing. What you got some action going on over there?
Yeah. Me and making my daughter some lunch, man. I got trying to podcast at the same time. She just woke up from her little nap, so I'm trying to put these peanut butter and crackers together over here while we record. Hey, multitasking. That's how you keep her out of the video feed.
That's not gonna keep her out the feed. She's coming for that.
But yeah, I got at least 45 minutes to an hour because she got her tablet and then she'll have crackers and peanut butter, y'all. Peanut butter and crackers.
So, like, what do you got to do? Like, what's your process there? You got a particular kind? You got to go slice some bananas or something?
No. It's them club, original club crackers. So now she done pulled her. You going to do it now? Oh, she's going to do it. All right. But I got to watch her, though. But you got it? You going to make a sandwich with them? Okay. All right. I'll see. All right.
She said, let me cook. You going to talk about me while I'm right here.
Yeah.
Let me get to it.
Come over and say hi to everybody, Xander, before you want to say it later. Come on. Come on over and say hi, because I know you're going to want to. You got to get your hair together, girly. Say hi.
Hi.
Xander, your hair look like mine. That's why I'm wearing this hat.
Yeah, I know, right? I got to get it together, man. The quarantine been treating you all right? I mean, we've been putting out a lot of stuff. We got the wrestling show coming up that's been popping. We had our 90s music show. Commentary.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, man. So we come about to drop the third episode of We Coming For You.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
I got a soccer show I started with my boy in Phoenix. We ain't dropping it no time soon, but it's gonna be called Just Kicking It. two brothers talking about soccer.
but we also got the music show to drop.
Yep.
So
Then you got your sports reporters-esque type of show.
That's down the road. We ain't got to worry about that yet. But what's the name? What's the word on the music show, though?
It's called I Love 90s Music.
That's all I like. I don't like any other music after that. Of course, we got the commentary, man, that just dropped as well. You know, sad they first episode out there have been getting received really well.
The flood box of the email. From the discussion,
I can only imagine. I hope they dominate the inbox so that we don't have to. I feel like every extra show that happens, really, the only reason we made more shows is to take more heat off for me. So, like, I feel like my master plan is coming together.
And, you got one of your master plans is coming to fruition because of Nelly. Versus Ludacris too.
that thing happened. That's given me plenty of opportunity to let people know what I really think of them. I saved the content for here, but we gonna get on that, man. Today we got a lot though. We got a lot because we haven't been last episode Scenario did. You know, shout out again to Keith Robinson drop by, man, to talk about his
Man. Shout out to Keith. That was a good episode. That was a real good episode.
Yeah, man. So that's, Scenario doing our interview thing as well, man. But we're going to keep it with the original formula as well. You know what I'm saying? So, talk about that Last Dance a little bit. I haven't been sad for a documentary to come to an end. maybe ever. I don't know. And I'm just like, damn, what new happens now? Like, I got a couple of the shows, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know what I'm looking forward to now. Oh, but 30 for 30 is going to drop the Bruce Lee joint. And gonna drop the Lance Armstrong joint and the Sosa McGuire joint over the next 3 weeks.
Do you think they address Sammy Sosa turning white though? That's what I'm there for.
Well, I don't think he turned white. I think he more or less turned into Frankenberry. That's a different thing. Turning into a white person.
You think they're gonna address it?
Maybe. Who the hell knows? There's more than enough to talk about with that. But speaking of people turning into other colors, we're gonna get back to the rundown for today's show. In a second. So on Saturday night, we watched one of them. We watched that Harley Quinn movie.
Birds of Prey.
Yeah, whatever it was. I don't know. That was a tough swallow. But we were sitting there watching it the whole time. And we was like, damn, why is she so white? Like, she looked like that paper you just ripped up in front of you. That was exactly what she looked like. And then eventually, like halfway through it, we was like, oh, that's on purpose. She's supposed to look like that. Man, that was a movies like that. Like, listen, man, I'm a Margot Robbie fan for every reason possible. But that was a hard one to take on and a hard one to watch, because how do you know what it is? Oh, shit, he disappeared.
No, no, you good. Girl, you on the Girl. Interview. Nobody see that I was gone until you start talking.
Daryl working for for Uber over there. I'm watching it. I'm just like, that's one of those movies that is gonna kill the superhero genre. Like, if that's all we get.
Oh yeah, I didn't like it. Some people like that movie. I didn't like it.
I don't know. I'm not a schizophrenic, so it didn't really resonate with me too well. So we peeped that, man. But yeah, she was white as hell the whole movie. She was so white, it was confusing.
Yeah. They was trying to make her, like, I guess having the Joker paint on is part of who she is now.
I think that it's supposed to be like her skin, though, because she fell into that acid.
Right. That's right. Suicide Squad.
What happens is that when we watch these movies with my lady, she looks at me and is like, did this happen in the comic? I'm like,
Harley Quinn ain't even starting the comics though. They started her for an animation, and then
since then though, she blew up. She's a crossover star. That came from the TV to get into the comics. Now she a whole character now. She on video games and everything. She out here. But that was a trip. But anyway, man. So we got a few things, man. We're gonna definitely touch on that Nelly vs. Ludacris today. We're gonna definitely hit that Last Dance. That was an event. That was like a fan reunion for everybody from the 90s. Daryl's boy Boosie back in the news again.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Boosie.
I don't know. Can we shout him out still?
Borderline. I don't think we can. I don't think we can. Like,
and we also got a whole gang of things that have been going on, man, since then. But hey, before we go too far down the road, though, man, like, we finally made the step and went to Instagram too, man. So tell the folks about, you know what I'm saying?
We're on Instagram, SOOC Network. A lot of the clips from all the shows, they're on YouTube as well. We've been pushing the video content and just even our content in general. If we don't have video, that you can check and peep out certain segments on the Instagram page as well for all the shows.
Yeah, word of life. So, I mean, we're going to do that. But we also, man, you can find the clips there for every show that we got, man. Yep. Old school stuff, guests we didn't have come back, man, and like a lot of different things like that. But, you know, we've been teasing for a long time that we're going to start sharing all the crazy stuff that we look at for this show together. So we're going to start even just running some of them articles on there and being like, hey, yo, like, this stuff is really happening out here. Like,
you didn't believe when we were talking about the OJ Thanos. Shout out to our Jamaican listeners, man, who's out here listening to the OJ Thanos episode for some reason. Shout out to them.
Hey, man, whatever it takes. We got, what is this, like, show, like, number 170 something?
Something around there, man.
There's plenty to go after, plenty to check out. So, but yeah, man, let's jump into it, though, man. So the Last Dance, man, it wrapped up. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I for one thought it was one of the best. I was wondering how they were going to do 10 hours of it, but it happened pretty easy. I thought it was one of the best documentaries I've seen in a little while.
I don't think it's better than the OJ one. It's like OJ one and then this one, maybe. Then Michael Vick.
Oh, that's tough, man. For me to do a power ranking for 30 for 30s, that'd be hard. Because that Ric Flair joint was off the chain.
The Ric Flair was dope, too.
The Fab Five. Like, all of those joints, man, they were on another level. The Bo Jackson, the Deion Sanders one. Like, but yeah, this is up there. But I don't think... correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that that Last Dance is considered a 30 for 30, though, right?
What did you say again? I'm sorry, man.
I said I don't think that the 30 for 30 is that Last Dance is considered a 30 for 30, though. It's a standalone because that's an NBA entertainment.
And then I saw Netflix is involved with it too, so I guess it's gonna go to Netflix.
It's going to Netflix for a while, so it's not gonna be on like ESPN Plus or anything. I think it's gonna be on Netflix starting in July.
Was it supposed to originally go to Netflix? Was that the kind of the plan, and it kind of changed up and ABC came in?
No, I mean, Netflix just bought the rights to it on the side. They asked for the distribution rights on the second hand. So it's always been an ESPN/NBA entertainment thing.
Okay.
But Netflix was bid for the distribution.
Okay. Yeah, so it was I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised a lot of stuff with Jordan in the whole documentary. But at the same time, I'm torn because I know a lot of people want to see a little bit more sensationalism stuff, but then I looked at the holistic thing about it. It's really not even a Michael Jordan documentary. It's really more about the 98 Bulls team, but starring Michael Jordan. It's not a Michael Jordan documentary.
Because, I mean, it's, you can't tell the story of the Bulls without running down the spine of what Jordan's career was. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, yeah, I mean, you got to – every – like, different guys got different shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the Scotty show. You had the Rodman show. You had the Phil Jackson show. Steve Kerr got a lot of shine
in
episode 9. And I think a lot of people didn't know that story about his father. I didn't know. I read about that last year around the time when he was really going after Trump, you know what I'm saying, about the gun laws and things like that. I didn't know until then, but I think that that piece last night really caught a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, off guard and really got them looking at it.
Yeah, I thought I knew when they said Beirut, I was like, his daddy didn't make it out of there. As soon as they like said like with the Beirut, like I knew, because I mean, you got to think in the 80s, early 80s, Beirut, like that was like, people had a term though, man, like it's crazy out there, like Beirut. Like that was an actual term that people used being crazy. So when Beirut, I saw Beirut, him going, I was like, he ain't make it back to the U.S., I don't think.
Yeah, Beirut was the go-to for a while, and like before Afghanistan and Iraq and all of that. Yeah, man, that sheds a lot of light into Steve Kerr, you know what I'm saying, and like how important he was. I mean, I guess you had the Tony Kukoc show too, where they kind of talked about Tony's background and what he brought to the team, you know, and you had the B.J. Armstrong and like the Horace Grant and all of those guys too. So it was, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, I don't think it was a Michael Jordan doc, but it was about Michael Jordan with the Bulls, not necessarily about Michael Jordan and his.
Right, and that's a different documentary. That if you wanted the MJ one, you're never going to get that because he's never going to be that upfront about a whole bunch of stuff like that, that people want to know about.
Yeah, like even his daughter came out today and said that like she was shocked that this even happened because her dad is so private, like even like in dealing with like the family and like stuff like that, like he's just a private dude. So.
Yeah, because like, I mean, he didn't talk about Juanita at all. Like she just showed up on the side at different press conferences.
Well, I think that my, you know, I think it was my old dude who made a good point about that. He said, it's probably in the divorce decree that there's stuff that they're not going to talk about with that.
So. Ooh, good point. And both of them. Like,
yeah,
both
like everybody was like, oh, where is his kids? You know, where is his wife?
His kids was in the dock. They was in the last one.
His kids was in the last one. But I mean, it ain't like they was a big part of it. But his kids also weren't a big part of the Bulls either. You know what I mean?
They were young. So,
again, that's not what it was about. It was about the Bulls and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was
exactly.
about Michael Jordan and the Bulls, not about, you know, Michael Jordan's entire life and everything he did in it. I mean, some stuff bled into the Bulls, so you had to talk about it. But it felt like everything that they talked about in the doc had something to do with the Bulls. It wasn't just something that was way out in the distance. Because Lord knows there could have been a whole lot more stories that came that had something to do with that. But they would have needed, like, you to produce that part.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. First of all, Charles Oakley be trying to come see you. Like, he ain't going to be Mike. He's going to send somebody else.
I realize that Charles Oakley is like the Darth Vader of the NBA, too. Like, he just, when he shows up, you're like, oh, damn. What we do?
Was Oakley in the documentary at all?
Yeah, he was in there in like 2 and 3.
2 or 3. Okay, I just can't remember. Okay. That's like, that's his main man.
Yeah, because that's when he was there with, you know, I mean, but Amar Rashad was there throughout the whole thing. His other homeboys there. I thought it was dope about his relationship with his head security guy.
Yeah, that was dope.
At the end. Like, those are the little personal, like, little things that you get in there that you just wouldn't know, you know what I'm saying, any other way. But it made more sense to me, like when Mike said, you know, I could only be around so many people. So I wanted to be around, like, older folks that was going to be, like, challenging my mentality and kind of keeping them grounded and stuff. And I'm like, you don't hear a lot of that about Mike, you know what I'm saying?
So. And what's so interesting is, I don't know if maybe you've watched as many documentaries I have, but can you watch a documentary and you just have the, like, you just automatically can tell, like, oh, this person they talking about didn't make it. Like they're not here. Yeah. Like when they start talking and you be like, oh, they ain't here though. They don't want to be born.
But I mean, shit, what was that, 22 years ago?
When he died?
Well, like that footage was like 22 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in general, like the way people talk. I mean, I'm saying in any documentary where like a whole bunch of people are talking about somebody and they don't interview for like 5 minutes and that person don't pop up. They didn't make it.
It definitely happened in Tiger King when they're talking about old dude that let off like the fireworks or like let them shots off in the building. That I knew for a fact that he didn't make it because it was nobody, they had everybody else on film. And they didn't have anybody else like referencing this dude. I was like, oh, he killed himself for sure.
Oh, you knew that? You had a feeling he killed himself off the top?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yes, I absolutely knew it.
I didn't know he knew already.
No, I could tell by the way that they was looking at that dude off himself.
Alright, so you was on episode 1 or 2, like, this dude ain't gonna make it to the end, like.
I don't know how long it took. I honestly watched that Tiger King thing kind of on protest. Like, I just sat there and kind of watched it because it was on the TV in the house. I was so confused. That was in like the early days of the Rona, where I was really concerned about a whole lot of other stuff besides that dude. But yeah, I knew that dude killed himself though. But
dang,
but yeah,
that, so, I mean, but you know, yeah, but that's those things though in the documentary. You're like, dang, he ain't make it. Like the way they talk about. You know, like, even like the older man, you like, oh, his wife on here, like, well, you know, he used to do, like, well, he used to, oh shit, he didn't make it. Like, anytime he's like past tense.
But Last Dance was nice, man. I don't need to like rewatch it like immediately or anything like that. But you know, so it'll be a good thing to come back to every once in a while. You know, I know for sure that after watching this, that, you know, it's going to definitely birth a whole lot of other multi-part documentaries that other people are going to want to make for themselves now, because that's just the way it works, you know.
Who gets the next one, you think? Like an NBA, like, where some, not necessarily a big, but.
Well, it depends on who. Like, the crazy thing about that is that in order for that documentary to happen, you had to have somebody following them around for all that footage. Like, who's got a footage library like that to do another, does anybody really need another 10-part? I don't know about that.
No. I'm not talking about a 10-part. I'm talking maybe a 2-parter on Magic or something.
Well, I've heard Kobe's got footage like that. Like
oh, yeah, because he's in more of an era where cameras is around him more constantly.
Yeah, from his last season, I've heard that Kobe had something like that. Dwayne Wade was supposed to have done a thing like that. And you just know that LeBron, you know.
That's going to be a 40-part series because he got cameras for all the time.
There's some NBA things that, like, I would like to, like, if I could get anything to have, like, a multi-camera, like, we really getting into the dirt, I want something on the early 90s Cowboys.
The White House.
Yeah. I want all of it. Now, you know that stuff wasn't getting.
I want to see the Golden State Warriors team that beat Dallas, too. The one with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson and Baron Davis.
Yeah, the We Believe Warriors.
Yeah, yeah, and the Portland Blazers. The Blazers.
That would be pure niggardry. I don't want that. That would be. And look,
part about that is Scottie Pippen is on this squad though. Like, he's just there.
Well, he joined the Jailblazers, was already in place though by the time that
But I'm saying, but think about it. He's still on the. He's on the Jailblazers.
But Scotty missed the Jailblazers, though. Remember, because Scotty, the Jailblazers had broken up already by that time. Because that was – no, I'm sorry. There were two – there was a long run of Jailblazers.
That's what I'm saying. It's a long –
Because what's the name of it left there already? Jermaine O'Neal never was on the Jailblazers. He was on the Pacers by then. But the thing about it is that people forget there was that whole era of the of them beforehand where you had, like, Bonzi Wells and, you know what I'm saying, you had
Z-Bo.
All these – yeah, well, Z-Bo actually was on the ones that went through there, but the Blazers have been thugging for a long time.
Shout out to Cliff Robinson. You know, Cliff Robinson got like a big weed business too now. If you want to even go back then, maybe.
Cliff Robinson was on the early 90s joints, and then he went to go play for the Warriors after that. So, yeah, Cliff Robinson had a good run. But we've been doing over on one of my sites, on Sports Fan Journal, we've been doing our NBA draft redos, though, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, so we're sitting there doing it. And what we're doing, and it's called that's exactly what it's called, the NBA redraft series. Like, so we're just taking every draft, knowing what we know now, you know what I'm saying, like, who would be most likely to get picked where. We alternate picks between me and one of my other guys.
Is it by need to for the team or just the best player?
It's not just the best player ranking. I think those are easy, and you can just look at win shares or points per game and figure that out. But it's about, like, who makes sense to go there with what we know now. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of different things. But, you know, we were doing 01, I think, 01, and we're sitting there and, like, Matt Barnes is on the board. You know, and Matt Barnes went in the second round the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it was either 01 or 02 for Matt Barnes.
I think he's 02.
So we sit there and we're doing it, and, like, the Pistons come up, and I'm like, ooh, putting Matt Barnes on that Pistons team would be fire. Didn't do it. It didn't make sense where it's at. Then the Trailblazers came up, and I was just like, oh, man.
Can't put Matt Barnes there.
I really want to put him on that. So it's just like, it's crazy to see, but I'm just sitting there doing it like, I just need to put this team together for Mayhill. Like, Christmas straight, OC purposes. So it's like funny to see how you can put some teams together. Like, we've semi-unintentionally, maybe partially intentionally, the Utah Jazz are now the whitest team of all time, like, officially.
Oh, so y'all remade, y'all rebranded them and made sure they had all white players.
We just did what we thought was right. I'll just put it that way. Like, gotcha. Nick Collison, Nick Collison is out there now. Nina Ann Christick, Chris Humphreys. We got a lot of guys out there. That Gordon Giresek, shout out to Matt Harpering, Andre Kirilenko.
Says Kirilenko there. Kirilenko was the torchbearer for a while.
There's like there's like maybe one brother on the team. So we feel like that's.
Is that Karl Malone? Did he come back as a player coach?
No, he's gone already. He's already. I think it's.
No, Jason I was Collins. Saying if you bring him back as just a player coach, I mean,
well, we're not doing that. Player. No, Karl Malone, once Karl Malone's gone, he can be gone forever.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so it just worked out that way, I think. So, but yeah, so because we don't want to intentionally send a brother to Utah unless we absolutely have to. So,
yeah, I agree.
Sure we'll get there when we have to, but we're not there yet. So, hey man, so I'm gonna pass you torch here, man. So your boy Boosie is back at it.
Yeah, man, and it's funny. I believe that. So if people don't know, there's a clip running around from Boosie saying he basically paid women to give fellatio to his son and his nephew who are around 12 to 13 years old. I think that clip is old as hell, though. So like,
how old is his son now?
I think his son might be like 16 or something now, 17.
Well, it's still against the law, though.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, it's funny, like, he is in the wrong horribly for all this. But who decided to dig up a 4-year-old clip, though?
It's that Rona, dog. Niggas ain't got nothing to do.
I think it's the Kappas.
Might be. I will say from point A, we got some very petty brothers.
That's what so I was gonna say. I was gonna say, like, and they're sitting there like, man, we gonna go through every clip that's Lil Boosie on YouTube until we got
that's why every year you gotta go back and delete your social media.
It's just times like this.
It's just like when I said, when I turned 30, nothing I did before that counts. So like anybody I dated before 30 or did anything with before 30, I expunged my record. You got to expunge your record every 10 years.
So it's like being a juvenile. When you get to a certain age, you can have your thing expunged.
You are a juvenile adult in your 20s. So when you get to your 30s, you get a chance to reset. So you got to do the same thing with your social media each year. Like just go back in and take some stuff out.
Yeah, it was, but the idea of him doing that is crazy in itself, that Boosie was awesome.
So it's been a lot of people though that have been like, "Oh, y'all wanted to free Boosie, now he out here doing this." Like, what y'all basing this on? I've been like, "Well,
I mean, I can walk and chew gum at the same time and still laugh about other stuff he does, but then think this is wrong." Like, I don't have to have like a hard line stance on Boosie. I'm never gonna hang out with this guy. I'm never gonna go to a Boosie show.
Hey, don't say that, man. You hung out with Bone.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I did want to go to the Boosie bash when he said he was going to stroll. That was the only reason I want to go to the Boosie bash, to just see him try to.
Yeah, that was going to be that would be the day that Boosie would have got up out of there, though. I can't tell you, he was supposed to stand up in that thing there.
Well, he said he's going to have a stroll off and like have a whole bunch of Kappa's organization stroll off and give him money, scholarship money.
We got scholarship.
I know. Boosie trying to have a heart, man. He's trying to have a heart. He's trying to give back.
Yeah, well, all right, Boosie, you're going to get given too.
Did you see that interview I sent you where he said his brother called him like, "What the fuck you doing?" Like, he called him like, because his brother's a cowboy. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, that's because how that happens is, it's like, how that happens is that you do that and then you start getting the heat dropped on you. Like,
that's
hey,
what
dog.
He said. He said people blow him up texting him when he's getting off a plane. Like, and he's like, "Oh no, my brother didn't do something." He said he didn't even look. He just immediately called him. He didn't know about nothing else. No context, no nothing.
Everybody's got that person in their family where they know that it's just like, "Oh damn." Like, I used to be that. I used to be that person in my family, so I know what
really?
It's like.
Really, you were that guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I was that guy in a couple of families that I have, including the Kappas. So it's But you know, again, my record from them days got expunged. Like that was my 20s. I can't wait. You know, I've got what, 3 years left of my 30s before I can get rid of these too.
So every decade you can expunge the previous decade.
Yeah, you can get rid of every previous decade. So
I like this. Okay, so I can expunge mine next year.
Yeah, so you can just decide what you want to be done with, man. But the thing is that you need to hurry up and get rid of your 20s because you can't go back 20 years. You can only go back 10.
You got to go back and get rid of the 20s first.
Yeah,
and then update it.
This ain't like your credit. It don't fall off. It's just there.
You got to actually get rid of it.
Everybody got at least 10 things they could think of immediately. Like, oh, I would get rid of that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with that. Like, no, I couldn't believe I did that. I get that off of it. But you got to be able to recall it. So you can't be like past, like blacked out. Like, I don't know what I did last night. Like, nah, bro, that don't count.
We can't do that no more.
Or you can be smart and you can say, oh, I'm not going to have those drinks. Because then you get rid of everything that happened afterwards too, most likely. So,
yeah, I haven't had one of them in a long time.
Yeah, I don't think I – yeah, that's funny, man. That's when you start realizing that you're getting old and you start being like, when's the last time I really did some shit I ain't proud of?
Right. Well, you just got like, man, I'm on some bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm pretty good now. I think I've lived the right thing long enough.
Yeah, but Bootsy's got
to go. I'm sitting there looking at what we're talking about, and I realize that I need to connect my microphone. Like, I need to go. It's in storage because I'm halfway through the move. I gotta go get that.
I mean, my thing with this Bootsy thing is like, also, it's a part of us that is men. We got to accept that we be on some shit, though, by saying, like, it's cool for young boys be messing with older women. And then if my daughter was on that, I gotta check that regard. So I need to check that with my nephews as well as I do with my daughter, you know, regardless.
Yeah, man, because you can't, like it's never hip to, like, be out here, like, trying to, like, let people grow up the speed they're supposed to grow up at, bro. Like,
yeah.
Because then that's all you do when you do stuff like that is I just see how that ends up being a thing where, like, all right, so now you created a whole nother way of them looking at that's how life is because that's how it was for them. You know what I mean? And, like, you said, then you talk about the frat and stuff like that. Like, that's one of the main lessons that, like, I even have to, like, teach back to the cats in the frat. Like, hey, man, some stuff happened to you that wasn't supposed to happen, bro. Like, maybe you were supposed to learn how to run this event the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you're supposed to, you wasn't supposed to just get by like it, but we did what we had to do it. You got to make sure to be able to teach people things, you know what I'm saying, the way it's supposed to be. And that's not being, I think the biggest, you could probably speak to this, you could absolutely speak to this better than me. One of the biggest parts about being a parent is being a teacher. And if you're teaching lessons the wrong way, how are they supposed to know any different?
Yeah, that's, man, being a, I mean, that, I mean, and you're supposed to grow and learn, you know, over time anyway. So it's nothing, man. You'll be fine, man. You got this shit, man.
Yeah,
don't even worry about it.
So, all right. So let's hit a couple things, man. We got a couple things we want to hit through. What we will say is that there's so much stuff that has happened, man. We're gonna split this into two episodes.
Yeah.
With this one, we hit you with this one. Get out where it's at. But there's too much more we got to touch on. You know what I'm saying? And we also gonna add, before we get out here today, is let people know some of the interviews. Like, the interview show went real well, so you know what I'm saying. We're gonna make sure that we got a couple more of those coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of content coming, man. There's a silver lining to every situation. And I feel like the situation with this is giving a lot of people awesome chance to rap and pop in ways.
Yeah.
Do before. So we another thing that we so real quick though, before we hop into these next topics, man, let's talk about the commentary, man. So you know, commentary just dropped. It's gonna be we got second episode is gonna be coming up soon. This week actually.
Yeah, this week.
It'll be on the SOLC feed as well. So everything's gonna be out there. You know what I'm saying? A piece to regular guest AI and Rashad, you know what I'm saying? They got there doing their thing. We finally got them together to get this thing off.
Finally.
And from everything that I've seen is that this first episode stirred several pots.
Yeah, they got six emails. They got six emails.
lighten it up, man. So yeah, man, keep your eyes open for the commentary. But
as I say though, man, like they're the thunderbolts to our Avengers. They can't take care of all this other stuff that we don't want to dive into.
They can have it.
And sometimes it's some topics where we didn't want that, like, we had to cover this because we're like, damn, we got nobody talking about it. It's going to the commentary now.
this is all a ruse to keep me out of the bad graces with everybody else.
Right.
Hey, man. So you hit me with this a couple of days ago. Actually, I hadn't even woke up yet. I just looked at this on the phone. I was just like, what the hell? Like, I'm just going back to sleep. So apparently the sun is giving up on 2020. Like,
yeah.
Not as in like the father and the sun, but the actual sun in the sky has given up too.
Yeah, they said we may have Arctic winters coming up soon because the sun is just like, I'm done with y'all shit, man. Like, I'm finna take off this year.
So this was something that was in the New York Post saying that there is a lack of sunspots that are the heat generating things from the sun, that give the warmth and things. And they said that we had one like in between like 1790 and like 1820, we had another one. And they said the crops couldn't grow. And like it goes for a downturn and how food was produced and everything, it caused a real famine and struggle. I'm like, oh, great. So we needed that too. Great.
Yeah, it's just as bad now because we don't know. I mean, it's just add it on, man. Let's just go ahead and get Godzilla out here, man, and just let's go ahead and just get this going a different route. Fuck it. Let's just do that.
Like, all right, so while we're there, predict three more, just what the fuck things is going to happen in 2020 before we
Godzilla it. Will be showing up on the Pacific Ocean seaboard. Will did become the movie? What was the movie with the fighting the kaijus with the robots? Pacific Rim. We'll start a Pacific Rim campaign program. Started by Elon Musk, because he'd be the first one to be like, you know what? I saw something. I got an idea. We can fight these kaiju. We can build robots.
He's like a crazy Tony Stark. That's what I was looking at.
It's something with Elon Musk in general is my second prediction. I don't know if it's going to be these Pacific Rim bots or what, but he's going to do something crazy because he's our Dr. Doom.
Okay. Dr. Doom, damn.
Yeah.
Different direction.
He's our Dr. Doom. And my third one will be I don't think that college football will have a non-conference schedule. That's just something known as some different shit.
Ooh.
Just conference schedule.
Well, that would upset the balance of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Especially those smaller schools that need that $1.5 million check for those smaller schools.
Yeah, that's gonna be a game changer for them if that don't jump off.
Yeah, and I also think that the corona is gonna make more bigger interconference, non-conference battles. They're not going to want to spend the money on for Miami, Ohio to come play Mizzou. Mizzou's going to be like, I'll just do a home-and-home with KU, and we just do a home-and-home, and everybody gets money off their gate, and we can keep it moving.
We get more to regional.
Instead of paying somebody $1.5 up front, you get yours, I get mine.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the order of the day anyway. I'll get mine. Don't worry about yours.
So. Oh, and I don't think the Pac-12 is going to play this year.
Really?
Yeah, California is not letting them. They said they shouldn't. The kids not going to school this fall.
Wow. So that'd be even more games for people to miss on the East Coast. There'd be even fewer games.
Exactly.
For people to miss on the East Coast and teams not to get elected into the bowl championship series anyway.
Well, but the interesting thing is, does a USC who's not a state-funded school, do they say, fuck it, we still going to play? You know, because this only affects UCLA and Cal.
Well, that was the thing. I think we were talking about this before, though, Sam, where I said that, man, these commissioners of these presidents of these schools and commissioners and stuff have been like, hey, every schedule don't have to start at the same time. I was like, as soon as I heard that, I said, there's some people just planning to go Notre Dame with it.
They didn't say like we could go out here and barnstorm. You said they could go out here and barnstorm.
Right. This could fool around and be the end of conferences, though, man. The way that this thing works.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So you got Pacific Rim.
Yep. Yep.
Football conferences, and what was the second one?
And Elon Musk doing something.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom is going to start performing.
Okay. Okay.
What's your three?
I got that people are going to become vegetarians for a little bit against their own will.
Because the meat fuck up right now?
The meat shortage will get there, and then people are going to see them prices go up and be like, man, I ain't never paid this for no ribs before. I ain't paying this for no damn ribs.
Oh, we're going to find that. It's going to be 4th of July. We find that out, though. That's when cats are going to find out how much ribs are now.
Yeah, cats going to, when them ribs got that brisket price, and you just be like, damn.
Actually, it might be sooner. It might be Memorial Day coming up. It might be sooner.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It could hit that way. It could hit that way. So I think that you're gonna see more people becoming vegetarians, unwilling vegetarians though, like angry vegetarians. and that's gonna lead to this is still all my first one. That's gonna lead to the takeover of Beyond Burger, and they're gonna have some Beyond ribs, like some Impossible ribs, and then people are going to find out about 10 years that they got a whole nother problem after we solved the coronavirus.
Because everybody ate them Impossible ribs.
It's going to be the Beyondo virus. Cats going to be cats meat not going to be working right. Like the meat they got left ain't going to be working right. So I got cats going to be pivoting away from that meat. but then it's gonna mess up their meat. That's number one. Number two, what do I think is gonna come of it? Is that I need an individual like you that's done some wilding out like that. Let's see. No, I don't know, man. Dr. Doom is pretty good. Elon Musk is like the ultimate wild card.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Jeff Bezos might end up getting Skynet off the ground before the end of the year.
But I said, Jeff Bezos, he doesn't seem like, maybe that's the trick. He don't seem like he's like sinister as much as Elon Musk of like doing shit. But maybe that's the whole trip out.
I don't know, dog. Like I don't know as much about Elon Musk's background, but Jeff Bezos like started from the bottom. Now you hear it. Like he's out here as the dude who like looked like he was working the afternoon shift as second shift manager at Jiffy Lube. Then he just came up and like he's been doubling it down ever since.
And he came up. He came up like, at the
Jeff
last
Bezos,
minute.
Like Jeff Bezos back when he was getting Amazon started looked like the dude that was at the wreck that you never picked up. And now he's like a character of Billions. Like he's like there's no limit, dog. There's no limit. You never know who you around, man. But there's no limit to what you could do.
Yeah, Elon Musk was one of them cats that was like super smart from the get going. Like was right. The prodigy kid.
He's the dude. Like if Jeff Bezos is the type of dude to end up on Billions, Elon Musk is the type of dude to end up on Westworld.
Right.
Like, this is a whole nother
problem. That's real shit. Hey, that's real shit.
Like, this is a whole nother problem right here. And then my third thing is going to be is that black people going to finally be like, you know what? We got you. And we're going to have a huge, huge surge in black folks taking firearms classes and having they legal straps. And then people are going to be like, oh, no. What have we done?
Oh, that's actually a good one. That's actually a real good one. That actually changed some policy real quick.
I'm doing mine this weekend.
Oh, what? You getting a CDL this weekend?
Hell yeah. I see what they're doing out here. It's good. I got you. You know what my approach always has been, man. If y'all is out here making these rules work on y'all behalf, I'm just going to start pimping them.
Doing it myself.
Nope. I think that we're going to see a bunch of black folks just say, you know, I bet we got you. Fine. All right. Keep that up.
So
the sun gave up on 2020, but other thing that came back this week, and this was that type of thing that you read that headline every once in a while, and you just immediately realize, like, oh, shit. The Patriot Act is back with a vengeance.
I mean, it's up for renewal.
Right. And, of course, it's up for renewal right now while we got the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants running the country.
Jesus. I'm not surprised that it's probably going to get renewed. Shit.
But so like they're renewing that thing. But the main headline that jumped off to make cats, you know, had that one bead of sweat come down their grill right quick was that now people can tap into people's internet search history.
Yeah.
Like the government can tap into people's internet search history without any probable cause or anything. If they decide to do it, they can just do it.
I mean, really, they're just going to find out that way people way more nasty than what they thought. I think that's the main thing. I don't even think they're going to find out too much other than like, damn, we are all nasty as shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine if they just did like a deep dive of like people's random Google searches, like the things that people just look up on Google?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Mine would be horrible, man. Mine would go from, you know, porn.
I imagine what yours looked like. How can I keep Whitey down? They're going to be like, put him on the dangerous list.
Hey, that's a good. I don't need to, but that would be a great SEO pickup for somebody. Somebody actually named somebody.
What is just? Can we register what Conspiracy Brother thinks about the Patriot Act?
Hold on. Since you mentioned Conspiracy Brother, hold that thought. Conspiracy Brother, be right back.
All
right, we're gonna take a pause real quick. We're gonna take a break, y'all. Now, my brother, yes, Conspiracy Brother is here now.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm ready for war. As you see, I'm ready for war. I'm ready for war.
Speaking of that, I mean, I'm glad you're doing well, brother. Your health is in a good place. Everything's
yeah. You seen these 5G towers? They really are affecting us all. Also, you need to, some other things y'all need to check into and look into is the fact that now the corona is attacking just black people. Now you see that on the back end because they want this coronavirus to look like it's for black folks so they can imprison us. You see? Because then they say, okay, well, you know what? We need to put black people in concentration camps. Remember what happened to the Jews? That's what's getting ready to happen with this corona because of what you're seeing.
They got money and took over Hollywood? No.
See, that's phase four.
Oh.
That's phase four, the master plan of extermination of black folks.
Okay, so how does that correlate with the fact that they actually are opening up prisons and letting people out for some pretty questionable
reasons? If you notice, a lot of them are white men. Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. You let the snitch out.
What is he exactly? What is his?
He's Mexican.
Is he? Oh, okay. Okay.
But they let him out, though. But what about my cousin, Geronimo Wilkinson? They ain't let him out.
Geronimo,
he been in there on parking tickets for the last 4 weeks.
Ah, yeah, they don't like parking tickets. That's one of the reasons why they come out.
But Tekashi 6ix9ine is out? See, that's what I'm saying. They want to kick that brother down.
Okay, so Tekashi is a whole different, I mean, he's like a walking conspiracy himself, I feel like.
Yeah, that's because it was all a plant. It was all a plant. Tekashi was a plant in the industry.
Well, so conspiracy brother, the reason why I was hoping that we could get you to be a part of the broadcast today
my brother. Yes, my brother.
Last week they announced that the Patriot Act was up for renewal, and that part of it that got pushed through via a vote was the right for them to just look at people's internet search history without absolutely any type of reason or cause, just kind of whatever they want to do.
Of course they did. Of course they did. You know, that's because if you look at how many letters in the name George H.W. Bush, how many are there in those things? You don't even know because they try to make it so, change it up so much. George H.W., G.W., all these different acronyms and ways they try to move it around, and they're the same person. Have you seen?
I think it's 11, I think.
Yeah, but have you seen both George Bushes together at the same time?
Yeah, a few times.
Right next to each other, holding hands.
Well, maybe not holding hands.
It's a split screen. There's two different people. There's two different dimensions of George Bush.
Oh, two dimensions of George Bush.
Yes, it's the future and the past at the same time, just like Back to the Future. That was a conspiracy in itself. Back to the Future was showing us what they was going to do in the future and in the past at the same time.
And now it's in the past because they came out 30 years ago. So
exactly.
It's like a whole
and now George Bush is still alive. He died. Well, his first person died. So his second person can live.
Oh, okay. I think I see where you're at with that.
Yeah,
right,
they've never been. You never seen them hold hands. You never seen them touch.
No, I've never seen them hold hands.
That's exactly. True. They're two different people.
There's a lot of people I haven't seen hold hands though.
Who else? Like, there's a lot of clones out here. There's a lot of clones out here.
While we're on that,
Gucci Mane got a clone too. They said. I mean, I heard about that after I got out the joint, but they were saying that Gucci Mane's a clone too.
Huh.
Yeah, but I got the choice. That's what they were telling me.
We were talking about Sammy Sosa earlier in the show.
Yep, yes, yes.
And he looks like a completely different person now. Is that the same thing, or is that kind of like...
I mean, it's the whitewashing of America. And the whitewashing of... you see that it happened to him after he came to the U.S. of A.
So before he came to the U.S. of A., he was good, but he got to America, and it was just too white for him.
He got too many white women around him, and that's what happened.
Oh, white women.
The white women. When he was in the Caribbean, he was okay.
Well, I don't know if you got a chance to see my list of the hierarchy of drugs in the black community, but that was actually the second to last one, was that one.
It's white women, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, ever seen a brother and you know something wrong with him maybe, and then you go look to see who his wife is, and he white, you're like, oh, it makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Okay, I'll follow what you
Only
mean.
Only one that doesn't make sense to me, and I got to ask you, is Ben Carson. I don't know. I don't get it. His wife looked like a Oompa Loompa, but I'm just saying, like, you would think he would have a white wife.
I don't know. I mean, I would think he'd be married to Candace Owens, but, you know, you never know. Or at least be his daughter.
Oh, Candace Owens. See, I have Candace Owens is a plant, too, by the white man through the back channel of the great number 24. Who was that?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh. There it is. Well, before we let you go, Conspiracy Brother, I did want to bring you back to the Patriot Act. How do you think that the move to be able to monitor internet search history is particularly tailored to put against black men.
Because so you can't search for things like as the brother, you and the brother Daryl was talking about previously, search kill whitey. You know, like I just want to sometimes just find different ways to kill whitey. Mm. And I can't find that. If y'all looking through my thing, because y'all want to see all my searches. You want to see, search me, search my family, search up in me, you know, search me when I'm on the street, search me when I'm in jail. Mm-hmm. It's all about search.
Yeah.
And the engine, you see, that's the thing they kill us with, search engine. It's the engine of the search, my brother. If you flip them, engine, put engine in front of search. Engine search. It's the driving force behind this search into your personal well-being, my brother.
Engine search sounds like a bad movie on Stars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a movie. I got a movie coming out, documentary called Engine Search. It'd be on all your local your flea markets and a couple other places. With Corona messing up the things, my distribution channel in China's got all messed up, and I'm trying to get this streaming thing going on.
You had a distribution channel in China?
Yeah, I distribution in China, brother. I'm connected. All right, my cell next to me was the ex prime minister's cousin's boyfriend's best friend was all with. I was locked up with him, and he was connected back to China.
Oh, so you had to hook up, in other words.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I couldn't go over there myself. Now this is all, you know, I'm doing all this through the internet because I can't leave the country for another three more years because of probation there, you know, probationary situations. And that's a whole other thing. Why can't I leave the country?
Well, I think because
I changed my name to Akbar. That's why, because it's even the name Akbar.
Who would you change it from?
Stephen.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I always believe in calling brothers by their actual name. So, conspiracy brother Akbar, I appreciate you. Thank you for coming by today, man. Keep fighting a good fight for us, brother.
I will, my brother. Yeah, man, conspiracy brother, man.
What happened to your damn head? You ran off somewhere.
Yeah. it's all over the place.
Yeah, I know. You still got your hat on even after you took your head off.
I know, right? Hey, I'm about to figure out this quarantine with a cut in a minute, man. This is killing me.
So I would ask you about that, man, because barbershops are opening back up now, dog. But I feel like I can't be on the initial launch.
I can't be on the first wave, though. I can't be on the first wave. I just have to figure out with this beard a little bit longer.
So that's what people are saying about the vaccine. Like, hey, if the vaccine comes out, are you going to be one of the first people to get it?
I am if it's white people. I am if it's now, white people. I'm getting in line with white people. Like, if they in that line, I'm...
Don't get in line with white people. Go to the white people's, go to where the white people's office is at. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going where they go.
Yeah, because you can go to the wrong one, being like South City or something. You'd be in the same.
No. I'm going to the one right out here in West County.
Okay. All right. Good.
I ain't going to the one at Wool. The thing I have at Wool. You know, the one they have at Wool.
The funny thing I hear about it is that I ain't going to be one of the first people. I'm like, well, you're not going to be one of the first people unless you're doing these clinical trials right now anyway. So I don't know. Like, what are the three things you've heard people have just decided that they've started? It don't have to be three. Just one or two. That people started to believe that just makes you just be like,
I mean, 5G is the biggest one. Big 5G. Yes.
So I tried to explain 5G to a couple of people about how people were saying it had to do with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. and they were just like, are you okay? Like, looking at me like it was my idea. Like, listen, this is how I understand it. I could be sounding crazy as hell because it sounds crazy as hell.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I still don't make sense. I still literally can't make sense of it. We need a prolonged conspiracy brother to, like, join the show because I need to understand what's really happening out.
Yeah, the 5G is ridiculous, man. Like, that's one of them, as well as some of the other ones is like, I get the Bill Gates one too, man. The Bill Gates thing too is like a big thing to me too. Like, I'll admit, literally, I haven't looked into it a whole bunch, but like, I didn't know that these many people hated Bill Gates like that, honestly.
I didn't know. I don't think it started until like last month, though.
Oh, this hate for Bill Gates?
Yeah. Bill Gates popped up like right around the time Fauci did.
Okay, so they try to connect, but like some people like, oh, Fauci is down with this and down. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. What do we know? Nobody knows shit. This whole coronavirus, everything with this is just an unknown, and it's breeding its conspiracy more because we don't know shit, and we as humans cannot go forward and not knowing shit. We got to explain everything.
So that was the thing I was going to say about conspiracies, is that people create conspiracy theories so that they feel more comfortable with things they don't understand.
I agree.
Like, I be seeing cats that's like barbers and like work at like the Ponderosa or something like that. Now they like are tracking the movements of bats and saying that, like, all right, now I'm gonna follow where the virus came from so we can get down to the bottom of where it started. I'm like, nigga, you didn't even go to class in high school. How you out here tracking the movements? Are you a geologist now? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, that's real.
I don't know, bro, but
like, so, like, I put up a status and some people trying to get at me. This is like a week ago. I was like, imagine being at your job and somebody walking up in there for something that you just studied for, been experienced with for 10 years, and being like, no, I'm cool on that. I saw this YouTube video, you know, like, fuck off what you talking about. This YouTube video and told me everything I need to know.
That's how I feel every time somebody tries to argue with me about something that has to do with the sport that I literally know I've been studying for 20 years. I'd be like, look, man, we don't have to have this conversation if you don't want to. But like,
that's the same thing I'm saying. I saw a YouTube video. I know everything about Hank Aaron. I saw a YouTube video once on Hank Aaron.
And he wasn't really that. I mean, like, he was all right. I'm like, all right, great, cool, yeah. Whatever you need to do. Like,
he was just cool. He was just cool. Like,
people got to get more comfortable with telling people, I bet.
Hey, that's real.
Like, you know how that's you can real. Make a conspiracy stop existing? Just don't feed into it. Just be like, all right, bet.
Like, I'm with you. It's all good.
Yeah, it's kind of like coronavirus. Like, hey, if you don't keep going outside with it, you're going to be the match that goes out so that it doesn't spread to the next person. Amazing how these things that are all real but work the same way. All right, man, so speaking of that, there's been some interesting ways that people have been trying to do some substitutions for real life. Mainly, like, putting mannequins into restaurants so it feels like more people are around, also to create more distance in between chairs, and actually an entire football team putting sex puppets with masks on over their face in the stands so that it feels like there's more people in the tent.
Yeah, like, that was in Korea.
Yeah, so that was in South Korea. Oh, and speaking of which, while we're in Korea, we most certainly must talk about the miraculous return of Kim Jong-un. But we'll get on that in a second.
Hey, he came back like Sylvester Stallone and Demolition Man.
He came back like on a video game when you run out of tokens and you put that quarter back in and be like, I'm back.
Or when you press it all the way down, you make the person get off the other stick for you can play it by yourself. And then you put it in and you continue.
Yeah, you just like, nah, man, I'm not hitting continue until you quit. Like, damn, Tug, for real? But yeah, so people are actually putting mannequins into restaurants to simulate there being more people in there and to create room in between people. Now, for me, that's some freaky ass shit. I'm not dealing with that. That is horrifying. I'm not sitting down in the chair and looking over and a mannequin is sitting right there. Because in my head, I'm going to know the next time I look at that mannequin, it's going to be looking at me. I don't want that.
Or if it moves.
Oh, yeah. And if it get up and you see that same mannequin like sitting behind you, like you sit at the table, you look, and then it's sitting at the other table and then it's looking at you too, like do the thing, I'd be like, nah, bro.
I'm out.
I don't mess with mannequins, man. That ain't never been my thing.
Yeah, no, I've never been a mannequin. Mm-mm.
Ever since they made that movie with Andrew McCarthy back in the 80s when he was doing that PCP and that mannequin turned into Kim Cattrall and they was living their life.
That was called Mannequin, right?
Yes, it was called Mannequin.
That was called Mannequin. Yeah, that's right.
And she came
on that PCP.
There's only two movies that's ever been in a. There's three movies. That movie with Jennifer Connelly, when dude got locked into a mall with Jennifer Connelly overnight in the 80s. And I don't know how you get locked into a mall with Jennifer Connelly and don't try to get you a little sample of that action, especially when you locked in there all night. But that's not mine. That wasn't me that was living that life. That was that brother that was living that
life. Yeah, that was a different type of life.
That was a different type of life. Not the type of life I ever been here for. It would have been some. It would have been some macking and hanging going on in that mall that night if I was in it. But and then also Bad Santa.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Them the only three movies with Ma been closed, and you still is in it, and people still in it afterwards.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, Bad Santa, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Because we don't know. Because remember, what was the show Today's Special? Remember Today's Special? Where the mannequin turned into the guy that was like teach you stuff and shit like that. It was out of Canada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see? Our history with these mannequins ain't no good, bro. And you know what? Another problem is you don't ever see no black mannequins.
Well, he was a black mannequin, remember?
In these movies?
No, in Today's Special, he was like a light-skinned dude.
Oh, see, but no, man. See, as a light-skinned dude, I'm not even counting that. Because that light-skinned dude is there to make people feel more comfortable with the mannequin. Like, see, I was watching this thing on TV, on Netflix the other day, where they was talking about people are more likely to shoot at the black figure that pops up than the white one. Just every time. It was like 70% more, they were more likely to take a shot at the black person that popped up than the white person. Even if the black person popped up and pointed at them and was holding a cell phone and the white person was holding a gun.
I'm not surprised at that.
It's called 100 Humans on Netflix. Check it out. It's 100 crazy. Humans. But black people was shooting other black people. I'm like, damn, we really out here struggling. So I want black mannequins if we're going to come back here. I'm not
supporting any restaurants. It's something. You can buy them. You can buy African-American mannequins.
I'm not supporting any restaurants that don't put black mannequins in there. I feel more comfortable with black mannequins sitting around me than white ones.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this out. I'm taking this now in my queue.
Actually, I'm lying. I'm not going to any restaurant until 2022, so it don't even matter at this point.
Damn, 2022.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I can eat at the crib. It's all right.
Not 2021 at least?
We're going to do this in stages, right? I'm going to get to the point where I can go back and eat at my mama crib again before I'm going into somebody's restaurant.
Point taken.
Let's build this up. Like in yeah. I'll go back to my childhood home and eat. I can't even get a sandwich at the other crib right now.
Yeah, right. You got to keep going forward.
Then we'll take it from there. We'll be fine. I got subscriptions right now for DoorDash and for Grubhub. So we straight. We good.
You got the subscription model popping.
Now this football sex puppets thing, I don't even know what to do with that. That's the type of idea that can only happen in Korea.
Yeah, 100%. When 100% only Korea.
Like, if you look at the pictures of it and you see how it's laid out, it's like. It's OC. Like, you could tell those are sex puppets. Like, that's what I'm glad that they got the little medical mask on, too, because otherwise, you know what that would be looking like underneath there. It would be like Good Boys when that dude showed up to the house to buy that puppet and buy that mannequin. No, he bought a mannequin.
Oh, the Good Boys is funny. That was way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
That's like as funny as they let movies be like that in the theaters now. Like those movies go straight to Netflix now. Like you don't even get that.
Oh, you saying you won't even get those type of movies anymore? You saying in general?
I mean, we weren't getting them. It surprised me that one came out. When was the last time we had just like a crazy ass movie like that?
Oh yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I guess some of those that one Cock Blockers was like that. That was pretty funny and like that.
Cock Blockers. Who's in that?
John Cena.
Where they play
all the parents that you was going some other level with your shit. You was like,
yeah, I was just like, hold on, you still
no,
on
that those parents are trying to block their daughters from having sex on prom night.
Oh yeah. Like that was yeah, I remember that. But like that Good Boys had a feel like them like the joints we had in a little while, like old school.
Well, yeah, that's like, how Cock Blockers is.
I did see that. You know what? You're right.
Yeah, dude. Remember they walked in on the other dude's family having sex and stuff. Like they was in their crib and trying to their boyfriend's crib. Like and they thought it was him, the kids, but it was the parents.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But no, but Good Boys is good. But the
hey, man. So
but Kim Jong, man. You want to talk about Kim Jong?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. He even turned TMZ down. Like, even TMZ had that one, and, like, he beat them with that. That North Korean news different, bro.
Yeah. That's a different thing, man. That dude was like, no, I'm not dead. I was just playing. I just wanted to get some people about this paint.
See, now, I feel like he got that Rona.
I don't think he lied the whole time just to get off the map for a minute.
I think he had that Rona, and they wouldn't say he did.
Oh, and he just had needed to recover?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, but I'm trying to think, how would the Rona get into North Korea if they lock down their borders, though?
the Rona been getting into spots that like been out here running wild like Barry Sanders, dog.
Yeah,
like,
it might be airborne. Everywhere. So yeah, it might be airborne. So shit.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know what the play is with this thing. I did see this morning they said that that Moderna passed that its phase one test went well and people were reacting well to the vaccine they got.
Dang, I'm getting the vaccine.
I think that what it's taking, and I'm going to double down on it now, especially hard, is me saying that, no, I ain't never made a vaccine for this ever. Don't hold your breath for that. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to really double down on that because things like that only happen when they can make me look bad. So so I'm going to really double down on the fact that that's never happened before. Like, I've got a couple of hours this week carved out to do some research and to spread some fearful articles on Facebook. Like, I got it all planned out. Like, I'm gonna make
this be like Fear Week. This is like on Discovery Channel Fear Week.
Yes, for my leg of the MAFA tour, online campaign tour this week, I'm just gonna spread all information about how we've never had a coronavirus vaccine. So don't get excited about it. So that I can be wrong, hopefully by the end of the year. But I gotta really get there to the point where I just convince myself of this, that I've convinced at least 15 other people, who have convinced 30 other people, who have convinced 60 other people, because that's how you spread bad ideas.
Yeah, they spread it all out.
Like, if I wanted to be a conspiracy theory brother, I could come up with some terrible conspiracy theories and have people believe in it, because I would take the time to really, really make them into something substantial.
Like, a real conviction.
Right. Like, be like, yeah, brother, you didn't know the entire time that Donald Trump was a black man, and here's the proof. Like, they'd be like, what the, people's heads exploding, like Neil Brennan when he about the black supremacists, saying stuff like that. Like, I'll make some, if I got into the business of conspiracy theories, man, I would put every bit of influence and every bit of persuasiveness I've got behind them. So yeah, Kim Jong-un came back from dead. Of course he did. Never dead in the first place, but whatever we wanted to do. So let's get into the worst idea I've heard in the last couple of weeks since we had our last regular episode. Carnival Cruise is open for business and taking reservations in August. So have you got your reservations together yet?
No, man. I don't even know if I necessarily even want to go on a cruise in general, man. I've never been on a cruise, but I don't know if I even like the idea of it.
I've done one and I got spectacularly drunk the entire time. It was a great time.
Okay. I just feel like it's like after a certain amount of time, it's like I've run out of shit to do. Like,
oh, no, you won't run out of anything to do.
Okay.
No, too much stuff to do on the boat, dog.
Okay.
Like, you could do, there's way too many things to do. Even if you just decide just to take a day just to party and drink the entire day, like, it's only like 4 days. You can see the shows at night, go to a different restaurant every day. You can gamble. The show, you can definitely gamble every day.
Yeah.
They got movie theaters and some of them joints. All the shit that people want to get back to doing now because it's their right to do those things. They got all of that on a boat.
But they said they got the cruise reservations too, though. Like, people packing it out.
Yeah, I know. They're going to take these boats out into the water and they're all going to come back extraordinarily sick. So hopefully, here's what I hope is that we can get like a Noah's Ark approach to getting these people that refuse to wear masks. Because I can't breathe and it's uncomfortable. You know who else couldn't breathe? Eric Garner.
Mm-hmm.
See, you ain't care about that though, but you care about having to wear your little mask up so you can go up in schnooks and not get other people sick. So you don't know, if y'all want to wear a mask, hey, all good. Go ahead, get on this boat. I will buy tickets. I got the money. I ain't been buying gas. I will buy some tickets.
Hey, that's the realest thing, dude. I ain't filling my gas tank and I don't know about when.
I just drove last week to the point where I drove all my gas out because I just need to get the gas down. You need to let your gas cycle through your car every once in a while. I don't need to just be sitting in there. So I just drove until I got to like that point where I was just like, all right, I need to get back to the crib. So like, I got to go get gas whenever the hell I drive somewhere 2 miles away again. But I will put together, here's what we need to do. We need to take some of the MAFA fundraising money and send these people that don't want to adapt and wear masks, let's just send their asses on these carnival cruises. Like, just go out there with your people.
Yeah.
And stay out there.
Kick it.
Because the more of them that we can move out, the sooner that we can get to go outside with people that's like, hey, I bet I'm decent. Like, I'm wearing a mask. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Don't worry about it. Like, that's where we need to get to.
Yeah,
then all of them.
I'm not surprised.
Out there. Send them out there. We stay here. We win.
Off the top, you're going to win. It's just going to be an easy
thing. Immediately, we're going to win. Like, you don't want to wear a mask? Great. Got a Carnival cruise for you. Come on down. Let's go. Get out of here. Because when they get on that, when they get on that damn boat, and that dude with them lokes on from the Crossroads video is the one that's taking their ticket.
Who was that? I wonder what actor was that.
He looked like the cat that played Jax in the Mortal Kombat movie. Speaking of movies, I watched Above the Rim for the first time in like 20 years the other day.
Dude, it's a good movie still, ain't it?
It's on Netflix. It's still a dope movie, man.
Yeah, man. I watched it the other day, too.
Shout out to Kyle Watson for running the Kyrie Irving offense, the Kyrie Irving Boston offense, though. The dude was dribbling back and forth, passing to nobody. I'm like, damn, dog. Kyle Watson was ahead of his time. He could have been in the league now shining. Yeah, man.
He's out there well.
It highlighted just how much ahead of the time Tupac was for rapper actors. Like, Tupac's distance as rapper actors is, like, on a whole nother level. Like, yeah. Now, I ain't talking about, like, Will Smith, because Will Smith, like, completely, like, converted his career into that. But, like, Tupac was just acting in between rapping. You know what I'm saying? And, like, Tupac was way ahead of the curve with that. Way ahead of the curve.
Oh, 100%. He was way ahead of it.
But my takeaway from it is that, number one, is that Wood Harris has played a gangster in every era of gangster anything of all time.
Ooh, good point.
He might be the foremost black gangster actor of all time, Wood Harris.
Oh, man, he's good, man.
He might have to be it. Like, if you told me that Wood Harris actually had a little bit had played a gangster in the last three decades, it wouldn't surprise me. I think he has. He's been playing gangster since the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, because I think that's one of Wood Harris's first movies, I think, is that.
Mm-hmm.
Is Above the Rim, because that's
90s. And the dude from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was in there.
Yeah, because you know the dude Steve Harris is his brother.
Steve Harris from what? I know it's Steve Harris. Steve Harris from St. Louis?
No. Oh. No. Steve Harris, the actor, that's his brother, his older brother.
Oh, okay.
Harris
is a hardcore name too, dog. Like that's like he missed his chance to play like a crazy ass middle linebacker. Like he should have been in Any Given Sunday with a name. Just really been Wood Harris.
Like all safety. And they could have been playing together.
Like Wood Harris coming over the top, knocking heads off. Like, yeah, that would have been it.
Yeah, he was his main show he was on, I forgot. What was it? Oh, The Practice. He was on The Practice. That was his big show he was on.
Yeah, I know, dude. Yeah, I picture him. Yeah. I know that's his brother.
Yeah, that's his older brother. That's right. They're both on the west side of Chicago, I believe.
Looking for a bus down.
And he went to St. Joseph's. He went to St. Joseph's, too.
With Delonte West?
No. With St. Joseph of Chicago with Isaiah Thomas.
Okay. Let's
see. It said he played linebacker at North in Illinois, too. I'm looking on Wikipedia.
Awesome. He got that look. You got to play linebacker if your name Wood, bro. Hey, man, speaking of linebackers in Any Given Sunday, real quick, man, we got to hit this, too. What the hell is these dudes doing robbing people at a casino night during a quarantine?
First of all, why are you at an underground gambling place, period, as an NFL player? One.
I mean,
during quarantine, two.
Casper watching Rounders.
then you salty because you lost your money and then you go rob the whole spot.
So the people know what's going on here is that we've got warrants issued for Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar.
They just turned themselves in yesterday too.
Yeah, they go good idea because they're going to come keep their damn house in. They for four counts of armed robbery with a firearm and four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. And Dunbar got four counts of armed robbery. I'm sorry, Baker got those first two counts. Dunbar has got four counts of armed robbery. So, per this police report, Baker took money and watches from victims while armed with a semi-automatic firearm. Dunbar allegedly assisted Baker in taking money and valuables from attendees at a party from the party in Miramar. The pair allegedly was hanging at a cookout. Oh, damn it. It says cookout in the article. They would have been better off if they went to a barbecue. See?
Yeah.
Cookouts and barbecues are different. resulting in Baker revealing an automatic firearm Baker directed the third member, who's wearing a red mask. They had the red hood there, to shoot the person who was into the party, but nobody came. And then they said they sped off in some Mercedes Benzes, yeah. Shit like that. Like, that's just a regular car that people got for a getaway.
But they said the deeper story is they was basically all gambling, and they lost $7,000. They got mad and robbed everybody. Not just getting their money back. They robbed everybody. They took watches. They took everything.
Yeah, up with that watch too, son. I've been looking at that. Like, shit look nice.
Hey, and keep in mind, one dude just signed a new contract too. The dude for the Giants just signed a new contract.
So here's the thing. When CJ McCollum said 2 months ago when this thing first hit, he said,
that's
yo.
Exactly what I thought about the same thing. I know where you're going. Keep going.
CJ McCollum said, yo, it's a lot more guys in the league living check to check than you realize. These cats 2 months into this thing ain't been getting them workout bonuses, haven't been getting some of that money that was out there. Yo, these cats might be hard up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then them gambling that $7,000 is real, though. Maybe if it was the season, it'd be like, okay, well, shit, I'm getting paid next week. I ain't going to trip. But that seven right. grand might have been they rent.
You done got away your rent, and now you out here trying to act like Grand Theft Auto. Come on, y'all. What the hell?
Yeah, you know, it's no way that this – I mean, maybe they can get off on this, but I don't see the league bringing them back. And the messed up thing is the dude from the Giants was supposed to be like a top 15 pick, but he slipped in the draft because people thought he had issues like this.
But you know what, though? We got something for him. We got jobs for him coming up. They're gonna be back on a virtual football field real soon. We'll talk about that before the end of the show. All right, man. So let's get to the thing here, man. I know you talked about it. You know I got some thoughts about it, man. So Melly and Ludacris got together for the latest in versus battles, which have become now to be known almost as much for the musicality as it is for the struggle. They tend to run a little bit better on Spotify than they do in real time. But yeah, so a lot been said about that, man. So, music is your corner. I'll let you start with it.
I did a Facebook Live joint. If you follow me on Facebook, I did that. I was kind of intoxicated, so you might not want to watch it. But I'm in Corona. So this is the whole thing. So Nelly came out. Matt's probably going to address this in a minute. I had issues with it. If he's going to be putting on for the city, you don't come out in a U City jersey. Other people from other places may not even know what U City is. It is a place that Matt calls home or called home. A lot of other people have been on the podcast. Y'all know how people revere U City. I'm just thinking at that point, you're supposed to have a STL jersey on, not a U City jersey on, already kind of separating within the city. That to me, that'd be like somebody coming on from New York and they got a Brooklyn Dodgers jersey on, which is cool. But if you represent from New York in the ways within your music and the way you've been, I would like you to put a, you know, you probably put a Yankees or a Mets jersey on, you know, to represent more of the city. But that's fine. That's just one small tidbit for me. I mean, I just felt that Nelly wasn't as professional with his the way he set up his playlist, everything he was doing. And like I said on my live feed, he may not even cared as much as we cared about it. Here we go. I knew this motherfucker was going to do this. I knew he was going to do this. He got his U City baseball jersey on now.
It's a version of U City jersey. But yeah, so it was a lot of people that had a lot of shit they needed to say that was talking real slick on the internet.
Hold on. He wouldn't even get the jersey to talk shit to y'all. Hold on.
niggas to let this social distancing let them feel a little strong. Because you feel like you can't be touched because you at the crib with your little cell phone and all of this. Hey, I'm keeping score. Don't act like it's all good when this thing over with sticking your little hand out to me. I'm keeping score. I got a list. And you're going to know whatever our history is, I got something for you.
Is it strictly U City hate or is it more the overall, the Nelly hate?
It's not about Nelly. It's going to be both. It's going to be about both things, but I'm going to address it on behalf of the crib first.
Okay.
There's no place in St. Louis that gets hated on more than U City because there's no place in St. Louis that loves itself more than U City.
I was going to say.
and cats don't like it when you put on for your town. Like, think about this. When I went away to college, people from Chicago and Kansas City didn't like people from St. Louis because they put on for St. Louis. Be like, St. Louis ain't tight. you don't like it like this, it's bullshit like that or whatever. I'm sure that we said the same things about their cities. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, man, ain't nothing special about your city, ain't nothing like that. I'm sure up at Iowa State, y'all had to have some.
Oh,
some.
It was Kansas City. It was us versus Kansas City. Us versus Kansas City in Chicago.
What are all of these things based in, though? They all are based in the fact that, like, man, your city ain't that tight. You
yeah.
don't care about that. That's all that anybody ever has anything to say about your city. Here's the fun part about it. I don't know where half you niggas is from, so I ain't got nothing to say about it because ain't nothing remarkable ever came out of where you from. So don't be mad at us because somebody from U City made it, and we gonna stand on top of U City for that. You tell me somebody remarkable that came from where you came, and then I might be able to.
Angela Wimbush is from where I grew up. Angela Wimbush.
That's nice. That's nice.
You said name one person. I named one person.
That's nice. It ain't Nelly.
Of course, but you just named one person.
See, you wasn't one of the people that's talking. I mean, unless I missed something.
No. I was not hating on it. Trying to text you, but I had it on my phone and I couldn't get off of the feed. I was like, I know Matt is already wilding because he came
over. I wasn't in real time. I wasn't looking at it.
Right, like, no, I didn't know that then, though.
I didn't see anything that happened with the entire thing until like afterwards because it was I was supposed to get married on Saturday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That got canceled because of the Rona. You know, everybody, including yourself, wasn't gonna be watching no Versus battle.
No.
That wasn't happening because we were gonna be kicked.
The Versus wouldn't have been happening if it was no Rona.
Exactly. So it's you know what I'm saying. So but no, I wasn't tuned in. But the next morning I looked in and I'm looking at it and I'm like, what the hell everybody got U City name in their mouth for? And then I had to look through it and sound like, oh, that thing that people do when they try to troll or try to hate or something like that. See,
like my people talking about U City gotta take this L.
Yeah, like my thing with the internet is that things that people would never say to me, I don't respond back to them on the internet. That's just I've been a professional writer for 10 years, and I don't even respond to the comments there. So the stuff I get paid to write about. So I definitely ain't gonna respond to them on Facebook. But I'm putting prices on all you bitches. I got it right there.
My main thing is that people, Nelly did a horrible job in Versus. I'll say that, and I will. I'm fine with that 100%. But let's keep it 100. The STL. You need to keep it real. You would like St. Louis, he put on for this city regardless. And I hate the hate. You can have your disagreements with him and like critiques or whatever. But y'all, we put too much on that dude's back for this city in general.
For me, it's hypocritical though, too, because I remember 1999, 2000 when everybody was trying to dress like the cat, saying mm-hmm. that he was their cousin, saying that they know me. Hell, think about back when we had Kiwan on the show and somebody said that he was his brother's cousin, but he wasn't his own cousin.
Right. Like,
people around this whole city was fronting on the lunatics heavy.
Javon, I saw that story about how he was outside of the Kappa house after a Kappa party, and Kiwan say to Murph, let's roll, and then Javon will go, I'm gonna ride with Murph, and then they start walking with them, and then kept walking in his car.
See, I mean, so, like, the big thing for me about it is that, man, like I was telling you the other day, St. Louis ain't got enough good to come out of it for us to be hating on our own.
Yeah.
But there was a couple
we got more good than Kansas City because them Kansas City cats was talking that real shit, real heat. We got way more than Kansas City ever had.
The first thing good that ever happened in Kansas City just happened about 3 months ago in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we can keep moving. But it's but for me, like, I went to college all them years and I ain't got nothing bad to say about Kansas. I had a great time in Kansas City, I had a great time in Chicago, but I've always just been confused about why so many other places feel like they gotta say something about St. Louis. And then
because we got egos. We got egos and we come from a small city. That's why.
So, but then on the other half of it is like inside of St. Louis, why is St. Louis always so dedicated to tearing down St. Louis?
I think every city hates on themselves internally, but we won't let nobody else hate on us on the outside. Like, it's like a family.
to me, it feels like it's a greater extent to St. Louis, just because you see how many people.
Chicago hate too hard, man. Chicago hate is hard.
But hold up, though. But the people in Chicago hate on Chicago, and they stay in Chicago. People in St. Louis from St. Louis hate on St. Louis, and then they leave and hate on St. Louis from afar. I'm talking about yeah. how it is. But they don't do a damn thing to make it any better.
And so they living in the same conditions that they was living in St. Louis, but in that other city. It's not like they came up. They just don't live in St. Louis.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Nelly made it kind of easy to go for him on that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't making no excuses for him. I mean, I don't know where he was at, whether he was in Lake St. Louis or he's in Overland or wherever the hell he was at doing the thing. I heard people say different things. But you know, I mean, weather was bad, and that's just how it is. I mean, sometimes that'll hit you, sometimes it won't. I don't know. I ain't making no excuses for him. But, you know, from a musicality standpoint, man, he didn't approach that thing the right way. Like, it made me think back to what we were talking about with Teddy Riley and with Babyface, where how Teddy Riley had more hits that he didn't use. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, no, like, that's the same thing with Nelly, though. I spoke the same way with Nelly.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, there's only so much you could do. However, again, like I said, hey, nobody catches more hate here than us because we gonna put ourselves over. And I truly don't care about any other place in St. Louis. I don't even know where I live at half the time. I think I live close to like Maplewood or something like that. I don't know what it is, but it still is always and forever gonna be U City above all. I tried to get U City on my driver's license for years.
Oh, you said you tried to get it on there?
Mm-hmm.
They won't let you have it on your license?
I don't want it to say St. Louis. I want it to say U City.
But you can't do that though in general?
No.
Really?
You look exactly like her. Like your head was talking. You were talking and it was her head. She got a deep voice.
She got a deep voice, Xander. Say hello again.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. That's a deep voice. No, man, but it's all love, though, man. I love my thing about it is that people don't turn on your own, though. That's one thing I don't like. Like, Nelly is one of them cats that, like, you can't turn on Nelly. He putting on too much for the city. However, there's also a lot of people that say that Nelly, I don't know if I've ever bought all the way into this. Nelly didn't do enough to help out the city, too. But
but at the same time, you can't put all that on his back in general, period.
Yeah, I felt like everybody wanted something from him, too. There ain't no way that he can do that. Standard, you got
to city that up. Somebody else put on for the whole city and do something with.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. So, what are we gonna do?
Well, we gonna come with another one, y'all tomorrow as well. Do our other set of topics for y'all.
It was too much to happen, man. We've been so busy with putting out these other shows and so much time putting out everything there, man. It's you know, we haven't been able to get all our shows together, but we got a lot of stuff put together. We got a lot of things that's out there. Apparently we got peanut butter crackers that's on the menu too. So we are here though, man. So
yeah,
thank you
for listening. Hit us up, straightolc@gmail.com, SOLC Network on Instagram, Straight Outlaw SOLC and the Scenario on Facebook.
Thanks,
Straight OLC on Twitter. So follow us on everywhere, man. We putting out clips. We got all kind of content for you besides this. And this is on video. So if you're on the Podbean, on our pop beam or on our audio, you can come see the video version on the YouTube page. So,
yeah. And you can see this beautiful University City that I got on the joint too. I wish I knew where all these other cats is from, but I honestly just don't care. So,
you city cats, man.
University City USA, baby. That's all I care about. That's it.